Okay, good evening. Welcome to our final shiur in this year of journeying and learning together in memory of Clara Bat Moshe, Alaha Hoshalom, her neshama should have an aliyah, the merit of all of our Torah. Tonight is actually the Yurt site, so it's a most opportune time to be learning L'zeich Nishmasa. I'll tell you before our first Naomi and I met on Shavuos. We were zocha to meet on the YU Shavuos program. And the first year that we went away for the Shavuos program was Shavuos 2016. I don't remember which year we met. We were there Shavuos 2016. And at that point, Rabbi Trump from Young Israel Lawrence Cedarist, he was working for YU as the liaison between the speakers and the programs. He was coordinating the speaker schedules. The next few years it was somebody else. Different rabbi coordinating Rabbi Trump that year that we went was coordinating the speeches and the topics and the times and my handouts. It's a lot of work for the speaker, as you might imagine, as well as for the coordinators. And before we went, I thanked him. I texted him to thank him. We were in touch over a period of a few months. And right before Shavuos, he gave me a bracha. This was, I've been there for four Shavuos, is Baruch Hashem. He gave me a bracha that stuck with me, and sometimes it resonates more strongly than others. And he said to me before Shavuos, may you inspire and be inspired. And I think this experience of learning over these past, I think we've had 10 shiurim. The first one, Baruch Hashem, we were busy with a simcha, so we didn't do the first month or two. I don't know if I inspired, I hope so. I thank you for your kind words. But I would say that I was very, very inspired. I don't know too many people that not only sponsor your site or Shloshim Shir, but I remember at the first year you told the women, I don't care if you come or don't come. I'm doing this for my mother's Aliyah Neshama. We will have a Torah Shir every single month. Zeich Nishmas, my mother. And I have truly been very inspired by your commitment to Torah and your commitment to Kiddush Hashem and your commitment to continuing to make an Aliyah for your mother's Neshama, Clara Bat Moshe, Alaha Hashalom. She should really have nachas from her place in the Olam HaEmes. It was a tremendously inspiring, I was inspired, year of Harbatzas HaTorah and Kiddush Hashem. So Tizkul HaMitzvos Ulamaisim Tovim. May her neshama have an aliyah. So tonight we are going to speak about what I think is a very appropriate topic, given that it is the Yom Yortzeit. I'm going to begin with some thoughts that I heard by Rav Shai Schachter, and then we will segue into further thoughts of my own. So Rav Shai Schachter, I was listening to a shir, and he began by quoting a pasuk from the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah. On Shabbos Chanukah, when we have the coinciding, if you will, of Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, and you take our three Sifrei Torah, Chanukah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we read the Haftorah from Zechariah, Sefer Zechariah, beginning in Perek Beis, towards the end, through the beginning of Perek Dalet. And the Navi Zechariah in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin says, Ho Amar Hashem, so says Hashem Tzavakos, the God of hosts, Im Bedrachai Teleich, if you go in my ways, V'im Es Mishmarti Tishmor, and you guard my statutes, if you keep the mitzvos, Gam Ata Todin Es Besi, you will judge my house, you will administer in my house, the house of God is in the Beis HaMikdash, V'gam Tishmor Es Chatzerai, you will guard my courtyard, V'nasati Locha Mehalchim Bein Ha'omdim Ha'ela. This is going to be the whole basis of tonight's shir. V'nasati, I'm in Zechariah, Perek Gemal Pazuk Zayin. V'nasati Locha Mehalchim Bein Ha'omdim Ha'ela. What does that mean? Halech is to walk, la amod is to stand. I will give you movement amongst these standers. Who are the standers? Angels. Hashem says, I will give you movement amongst those that stand. So we see from this pasuk that human beings are called mahalchim, those that walk, and angels are called ondim, those that stand. Clear? Please don't ask me too many questions about the Navi Zechariah. I will be honest and tell you I cannot, unfortunately, answer. Maybe once in my lifetime I will be zocha to understand more in depth. Not right now, but the premise of tonight's shir is that an angel is an omeid, and a person, a human being, is a mehalach, a meholech. What is the difference? Rav Shai said, an omeid, a person that stands, so to speak, stands in one place. An angel has one mission. They do not have Bechira Chafshi's free will. They can't choose to go this way or that way. They can't choose to advance, and they can't choose to make mistakes and regress, which human beings have that choice. I can choose to do a mitzvah, I can choose to do a chesed, and then I advance, and sometimes I choose the wrong way, and I regress, but I have choice. I have choice to walk forward, Sometimes I don't choose wisely and I have choice to walk backward. That is how the Ribbono Shel Olam made us. We have a choice to advance, I shouldn't even be going forward, I should be moving upward, to advance in our spirituality, to inspire and be inspired, and you're moving up. And sometimes we choose to regress. An angel cannot choose. He's an omeid. What does that mean? He does the task, the tafkid, the shlichos, the mission that God has assigned him to. And that's, he doesn't have free choice. So if he's going to heal Avram and Perek Yodachas of Bereshis, all he could do is go to heal Avram. He can't say, oh, I don't want to do this mission today. Thank you very much. You are Rafael. You have been chosen to do the mission of healing Avram. And if you've been sent to destroy Sodom, you will go and be sent to destroy Sodom. And if you have been chosen to fight with Yaakov on the river Yabok and wrestle with Yaakov, then you're going to go and wrestle with Yaakov. It doesn't literally mean the angel stands in his place. Angels do missions, but they don't have free choice to move with Bechira Chavshis. Is that clear? They can only do what Hashem says. We are supposed to only do what Hashem says, but because of Bechira Chavshis, we have a choice at what pace we advance, what pace we grow up, or higher, I should say, and we also have a choice sometimes, and we choose not so wisely, and we regress. But the choice is in our hands, because V'nasati l'cha mehalchim bein ha'omdi me'ela. Like the Pasuk says, if you go in my ways, and you guard my covenant, and you will be zocha to serve in my home, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, and you guard my courtyard, I will give you the ability to walk Bein ha'omdim ha'ila. And Rav Shai gave three different examples from Chumash where we see from the Avos and our leaders that the destiny of man in life is to be a mahalich, to constantly advance in our avodas Hashem. Some of us, I was not zochet to be there. Many people asked me, did you go to the Siyam Hashas? I was just out of interest. Was anyone here either at MetLife or Barclays? So a couple of people are saying yes. Some of my men were there. I was not zochet to be there, but I, Baruch Hashem, spent the whole day teaching Torah last Wednesday, so I think it's a good way to celebrate a Siyam Hashas, to perpetuate Baruch Hashem Torah. But why did I bring that up? As a person always has to be advancing in life. Whatever inspiration you took from that, use it as a catalyst for change, for moving forward. The choice is in your hands. So Rav Shai gave three different examples from Chumash of where we see that the command to our great leaders is to be a mahalach. V'nasati l'cha mahalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela. You have a choice in life. There's no such thing, said Rav Freifeld Zatzal, as a neutral action. Everything we choose either progresses me or regresses me. But I'm a mahalich, and that's a bracha. It's brought down in the book by Simcha Raz. It's called Tales of the Righteous. Simcha Raz was the biographer of Aryeh Levin and Rav Avi Mitzchak Kohen Kuk. So it's brought down in Tales of the Righteous. He quotes different teachings from Hasidic rabbis. And one of the teachings he writes is, it's not difficult to be an angel. What's truly difficult is to be a human being. It's not hard to be an angel. God says the angel does. It's hard to be a human being, to choose to be a mahalich in the proper fashion. So Rav Shai Shechter said, if you look at the command to Avram Avinu, by the time that Avram had his bris milah, a perek yod zayin in the book of Bereshis, this is right before Avram has bris milah, perek in Zion chapter 17, is the perek of bris milah. He cannot have Yitzchak until he is nimal, until he is circumcised. You could say in a sense that this is Avram's conversion. Part of the conversion process is for a male to undergo bris milah. God comes and he commands Avram that you shall be circumcised, you and your household and your shval. At the age of 86, Avram circumcised himself. 99. Why I say 86? Because Yishmael was born when he was 86. So Yishmael was 13 at the age of Bris Milah, and Avram was 99. Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'Teisha Shanim, pretty much in the pshat that Avram was 99 years old, and God appeared to Avram and he said, I am Kel Shakai. God identified himself as the name Kel Shakai. Does anyone remember the next words? Right in the beginning of Perek Yitzayin. Hitalech lefanai, v'heye tamim. The first thing Hashem said to Avram, who is on the cusp of conversion, if you will, to Judaism, is not heye tamim. The first thing is not you should do a bris milah. The first thing is not continue to perpetuate my name. What's the first thing Hashem said? Hitalech lefanai. Continue to walk. If you want to know what it means to be a Jew, you must always be progressing in your avodas Hashem. You must always be progressing in your spiritual growth. You always have to be going somewhere. We are not stagnant people. The moment we are stagnant, we are regressing. Malachim are malachim. They have a wonderful tafka, but they can't go anywhere beyond the confines of what God gave them. What did Hashem say to the father of the Ummah Yisraelis? Hishaleich lefanai. Veheyetamim. Noach. I went back to Noach. Noach, we meet in the beginning of Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, in the book of Bereishis. And what are we told about Noach? Noach was Eila Todos Noach. These are the offspring of Noach. Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, Eila Todos Noach, when we first meet him. These are the offspring of Noach. So you would expect it to say, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Are those not the offspring of Noach? But it doesn't say these are the offspring of Noach, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, his three sons. It says, these are the offspring of Noach. And then it describes the personality of Noach. Like Chazal say, the Iker Todosim Shal Tzadikim is Maseim Hatovim. The main offspring of a righteous person is their good deed. So Eila told us Noach. And then you have some compliments. Noach, his name, he was an Ish. Ish in the Lashon of Torah denotes a person of importance. It doesn't simply mean he was a man. It means he was an upstanding, upright, kosher individual. We know from the Meraglim and Parakut Gimel of Bamidbar, when we are told Kulam Anashim, so Rashi says, but also Shal Kulam Kisherim. When you're told there's a man, it means a person of importance. So what are we told about Noach? He's Noach. He's an Ish, compliment. He's a Tzaddik, righteous person. He is Tamim. He is poor. By the way, note that God told Avram, Hitalech Echfane Veheye Tamim. Once again, you have the Tamim appear. Noach, Ish, Tzadik Tamim Hayabir Doosav Es Ha'elokim Hishalech Noach. What are we told about Noach? That he walked with God. Every day he woke up in a society full of immorality. Gilui Arayos literally means to uncover nakedness, immorality, Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Gezel, theft. What sealed the deal of that generation was the seal. What sealed the deal of that generation, Rashi tells us, was the sin of theft. Every day, he woke up in a depraved, degenerate, did I say that right? Immoral, lowly, steeped in immorality generation, and he made a choice. His haleich lefanai, Hashem said to Avram. Es ha'elokim his haleich Noach. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to build that Tavor for 120 years. And the people of my generation are going to think I'm crazy. The late Sanei Hador, the scoffers of the generation, used to stop by and said, are you nuts? Okay, the first day you build, okay, maybe tomorrow God will bring rain. The second day, 120 years. Multiply 120 by 365. Do you know how many days he had to wake up and take another nail and another board and another hammer and bang more? And everyone said, where's the flood? You must be a lunatic. You believe in some God, Hishaleich lefanei veheye tamim, Esa Elokim, Hishaleich Noach, despite the scoffers, despite the sinners, I make a choice as an Eved Hashem to keep walking, to keep doing, to find a place when I could bring some more Kedusha to this world, which is, I can't, this is one of my most inspiring experiences, and Baruch Hashem, I teach in so many venues. You make a choice to bring Kedusha to this world. We make a choice with what to do with our resources. We make a choice with how to remember the beloved who have departed. You make choices. As Elokim Hishaleich Noach. You know, I was so inspired. I'm sure you all saw, because so much is going around about the Siyum Hashas, that Chabad went into MetLife Stadium. Did you see? And you know, my son said, my eldest son, he said, you know, after the first 3,000 people, did you put on tefillin today? All 3,000 said yes. They kept going. You know, it wasn't like there were 10 people in the stadium. It wasn't like there were 100 people in the stadium. It wasn't like there were 1,000 people in the stadium. There were 95,000. Just who even has the machshava in the first place to bring tefillin? I mean, who's going to the Siyum Hashas besides for people who put on tefillin that day? Maybe there are some Jewish workers. And I'm sure you saw the pictures that they found, I don't know, the 15 yidden out of 95. So my son said, so after that's the first 3,000 people. They didn't say, okay, I'm going home. Every day Noach woke up, he took another hammer, another plier, and the people said, what are you doing? He said, you know, I'm a person who walks before God. I'm a person who walks with God. I'm a person who makes choices about bringing Kedusha to this world. So Rav Shai gave one more example from Chumash, and that takes us to the end of the Chumash, actually, to Sefer Dvarim. At the end of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the people, Bein Meya Ve'esrim Shana Anochi Hayom, I am 120 years old. Well, you knew all the other ones. I am 120 years old, Moshe said to the people. How do I know my life is over? I can't walk anymore. I don't mean literally whether a person can walk. Even a person who cannot walk can still bring Kedusha to our world. Lo uchal od. Let's say svilavo. That's death. What's death? When I cannot accomplish anymore, when I cannot do, when I can't go, when I can't make those choices, sometimes to progress and sometimes to regress. I don't want to say, I'm sorry to say, it's hard to say, but Moshe Rabbeinu even sometimes, I mean, Mei Reviva wasn't the, you know, most shining moment in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. He made a choice to take a stick and to scream at the people. Shimenu Amorim, I mean, Asela Zanotzi Lechem L'mayim, but at least you made a choice. What does death mean? Lo uchal od. When I can no longer be amongst the mahalchim, those that walk, those that progress, and even those that regress. Because sometimes our greatest rise comes from our greatest failure. I'm not condoning failure. I'm not recommending that we sin. I'm not saying it's the right choice. But sometimes falling becomes the catalyst for the most tremendous growth. Lo uchal od. That's the end of life. I cannot anymore. And Rav Shai said something incredible. I actually listened to this year two times to make sure I had the details correct. I appreciate my driving to different venues and different communities. So it gives me a chance to listen to Shi'urim. And I wanted to make sure that I heard and I understood it correctly. He said something so profound. Have you heard the Alchemist Metzeva yet?
Yes.
What's a Metzeva? What does Lehit Yatsev mean? What's a metzeva?
It stands. It's something that stands.
A monument.
So what are you saying about the nifter?
That they're standing.
We put up a metzeva over the kever of the nifter to demonstrate the end of life. What's the end of life? When you are now just standing in place. When you have no more capacity to grow or to regress, when you have no more ability to make choices, when you can no longer say, I choose to move up my ladder, and sometimes I might choose to fall down a rung, but at least you can choose, as Elokim, his haleich noach. That's why he was such a tzaddik. His haleich lefane vehei tamim, says the God to Avraham Avinu as he's about to convert and become the father of the patriarch of the Umbe Yisraelis. Lo uchal od. When Moshe recognizes that he can no longer do and go and come, that's death. So Rav Shai said, you put up a matseva, which indicates that this person has finished their tafkid. In a sense, they are standing in one place. Lehit yatsev means to stand. We have different words. A matseva is one block of stone that indicates the person is now at rest. Rav Shai said something so beautiful, which you have embodied so impactfully this year. We put rocks on the Matseva. What does it indicate? We will continue to build for you. We take a lot of small rocks, as if you're building a building on top of that Matseva. This person, this Niftar or Niftaras, who can no longer build, who can no longer walk, who can no longer do for themselves, who can no longer learn, who can no longer say Tehillim, who can no longer sponsor Torah, who can no longer make a bracha, because they are a person who is now standing. That means the potential for growth is finished. So you take rocks and you build a pile. That pile indicates you are continuing to build the legacy that they started. You go to that matseva and you say, I know your tafkid is over. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you X amount of years. However many, some get longer, some get less. Shabbi zecha, terichas yamim and shanim. But no matter how long it is, somehow it's always too short. You know, today I hear about people 85, I think, so young. They're only 85. It's always too short. 90, I think it's so young. There's someone who learns with me at the Nautilus. She's turning 100 in March, Be'ezrat Hashem. She asked me a couple months ago, tell me, dear, she took my hand after the lecture. She's turning 100 in March. How much would you charge me for a private lecture? She's 100 years old. At any age, as long as you have your neshama, you can always be a mehalech. But the moment the neshama is taken, you are amongst the standing. So we go to the Beis HaChaim, and you build with your rocks, indicating that the legacy of the nifter or the nifteres will continue through our building that they started. When I heard this, and I mamash listened to the shiur two times, I thought, I have no more of a better message on Divrei Nechama to offer on the night of the Yahrzeit than this message. Because that person is not a goer, a doer, a walker anymore. But you are. And you have the responsibility to put those proverbial and literal rocks on the matzeva. We are continuing for you. That was tremendous. Now I will use that to segue into some other thoughts that I had when I heard Rav Shai develop this idea. Rabbi Lau writes in his Yachal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita, writes, and he used to be the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, perhaps one of the most famous Holocaust survivors. So Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau writes in his Yachal Yisrael, why isn't the first test of Avraham Avinu written into the Torah text? The first test of Avraham Avinu, as far as I know, according to all commentators, Rav Tendura, famous commentator on the Mishnah, 1400 to 1500 Italian. The first test, according to many commentators, was Avram being thrown into the Kivshan Ha'ish. Okay, his father reported him. He smashes all the idols. His father reports him to Nimrod the king. Nimrod throws him into the fiery furnace. Basar nisyonus nisnasa Avram Avinu alav hashalom v'amad bakulam lodiya kamachi baso shal Avram Avinu. It's Pirkei Avos, Pirkei, I believe it's Mishnah Gimel. Avram Avinu had 10 tests. So the commentators differ. It's just exactly what the tests are. Rashi has his count. Rambam has his count. Devar Tanur has his count. Rabbeinu Yonah, but the first test, according to many, is Kivshan Ha'ish. But that's not written into the Torah text. That is brought down by Rashi to 1128. Okay? Pasuk Chav Ches, if you look up Rashi, you'll see Rashi mentions this test. What's the first test written into the Torah text? Okay, the first test written into the Torah text is Perek Yud Beis, when we first meet. Well, we really meet him at the end of Perek Yudalef, but when we really meet Avram coming into the spotlight. Vayomer Shem el Avram, lachachame, artzachame, moladachame, besavichal, artzachar, raka, and you'll have a new land, you'll have children, you'll be famous, I'll make your name great, blah, blah, etc., etc. So Rabbi Lau says, why isn't the first test of Kivshan Ha'ish written into the Torah text? Why do we start his tests with lachacha? So Rabbi Lau, I wouldn't say this if Rabbi Lau didn't say this. It's easy for me to say, but Rabbi Lau, who is a Holocaust survivor and who lost almost his entire family, and he writes, because for Avram, the test of Kivshan Ha'esh would have been a relatively easy test. He would have been thrown into the fiery furnace, he would have sanctified the name of God, finished. He would have gone to the next world, the highest place in the Olam Ha'emes, for dying Al Kiddush Hashem. But the test of Lech Lecha, says Rabbi Lau, and I think it ties into Rav Shai's thesis so powerfully, the test of Lech Lecha, to walk day after day after God, when all the scoffers of your generation think you're crazy for believing in one Hashem, that, says Rabbi Lau, is a much harder test. You could go look up. Rabbi Lau and Avo says the test of Kivshan Ha'esh was relatively easy. It was a one-time test. Then he would have been finished. But day after day, and look at the first words Hashem said to Avram, and after I realized this, I really thought I was unbeliever. Rav Shai Shachter says, look in Perek Yud Zayin. His halich lefana gehei. Tell me, what's the first thing Hashem said to Avram? Lech lecha. The first revelation, the first words that God said to Avram is, v'nasati lecha mahalchim ben ha'omdim ha'ela. You have to walk. You're 75. You will die at 175 for 100 years. You have to wake up every day and put one foot in front of the other. Do, create, be. teach, inspire, be inspired, make choices. For 100 years, the Baal Turim says on Lechacha, the gematria of Lecha Baal Turim, and Chumash, the Baal Turim says, it's a very easy gematria. What's the gematria of Lechacha? Lamed and Lamed, 30 and 30 is 60. Chaf, Chaf, 20 and 20 is 40. 60 and 40 is 100. The Baal Turim says, of course, this is not an accident. The gematria of Lechacha is 100. Because for 100 years, Avram had to walk after Hashem. The first words. You know, according to the Rambam, Avram discovered Hashem when he was 40. Some say he discovered Hashem when he was 3. Whatever the case, he discovered Hashem a long time ago. And now he's 75. And what's the first thing Hashem says to him? I am God. You were right and everybody else was wrong. You know, you're finally validated. There is really only one Hashem. What's the first thing Hashem says? Walk. You want to be the father of the Ummah Yisraelis? You want to found, establish, and parent this nation? What is one of the most important lessons to teach to your progeny? Lech Lecha. For 100 years, you're going to walk after me. Every day you're going to bail that board in the teva. Every day you're going to say, is there someone here who has not put on tefillin when the odds are totally stacked against you? I mean, who would even take tefillin to find someone in that group who didn't put on tefillin? Every day you're going to say, how can I sanctify my mother's name when she is no longer here because she is on Omei behind the Metzeva? What can I do to continue to build? Lech Lecha, says Rabbi Lau, that's a much harder test than Kivshan Ha'ish. To choose to be a walker, a doer, a Jew who progresses in life, that's much harder. So I have to tell you, wow, gets better. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a very powerful piece that personally, as you will hear in a moment, resonates very strongly with me personally. He says, God is the Malamei Torah L'Ama Yisrael. Hashem is our teacher. We bless Hashem every morning in Birkas HaShachar, who is the No-Sein HaTorah. God gave us the Torah. And he is the Malamei Torah. He's also the teacher. Rav Soloveitchik says, there is really no human flesh and blood teacher of Torah. The Rav says there is one teacher, capital T, one Rebbe, capital R, one Rosh Hashiva, one Malamed, one Mora. That is the Malamei Torah L'Ama Yisrael. God was our teacher at Sinai, says the Rav, and remains our teacher throughout the generations. The voice of God resonates within the voice of every mortal teacher. There's one teacher, and it's your Ribono Shel Olam, and you bless him every morning for being your teacher. The Gemara tells us in two different places, Masechta Sota Yud Dalet Aleph, and Masechta Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Bey, Sota 14a, and Shabbos 133b. The Gemara tells us in those two places that we have a mitzvah, we are mitzvah, we are commanded to go after Hashem. In fact, in Sota 14a, I was thinking, but the Gemara says, you have a mitzvah, Lahaleich Achar Midos Avshal Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the first word of that mitzvah? I just said it. Lahaleich. Wow, isn't that interesting? I have to be a walker, says the Gemara. Mahu malbisharumim af ata. Mahu bikurcholim af ata. Mahu nichum avelim af ata. Mahu kiver mesim af ata. Giving different examples from Bereishis Perek Gimel, God clothed the unclothed. He visited the sick, Perikid Ches, you should visit the sick. He did nichum avelim, Perikav, hey, you should do nichum avelim. He buried the dead. Moshe Rabbeinu, you should bury the dead. The Gemara says, you should emulate God. He is your teacher. I'm a teacher. The Rav Hashem is the teacher. You bless him every morning for being your malamid. And he models for us how we should behave. The Gemara similarly says in Shabbos 133b, Zekeli va'anvehu, it's a pasuk we say every day in Oz Yashir from Shemos, Bishalach, Perach Tasvav. This is God and I will anvehu. What does anvehu mean? So the Gemara says a few different things, but one of the things it says is anivahu, says Rashi, have a domelo. I should resemble God. Mahu rachum vachanun af ata. God is merciful and compassionate, you should be. So we have a premise that we emulate God, and we have a premise that we learn from God, because he's my teacher. Oh my gosh, are you ready? This is nuts. The biggest impediment to growth is the Yetzer Hara. What happens after you sin? What does the Yetzer Hara say? No, it doesn't happen to you. You don't have the Yetzer Hara. I'm the only one. What?
It wasn't so bad. Look, there wasn't a bolt of lightning that just came down. You can do it again.
Oh, what did it say again?
That it's not so terrible. There was no bolt of lightning that struck you. You can do it again.
The last words were, just do it again. The biggest problem with the Yetzer Hara, our biggest problem with the Yetzer Hara, and his greatest success is when he tells you, just do it again. Give up in your avodas Hashem. What are you even trying for? Trying for. You spoke Lashon Hara, okay, maybe one time you were a little embarrassed, you could just do it again. He prevents you from being a mahalich. Just give it up. Do the sin again. It's fine. You're weak. You can't accomplish. You're shvach. You're lazy. Just do it again. Give up. That's the opposite of a mahalach. Mahalich. That's someone who just stands. But the reality is, if you're just standing, you're regressing. Okay, are you ready? This is unbelievable. Okay, very excited. After Adam and Isha sinned, okay, Isha sees the tree. It's very beautiful. It's nice to contemplate. Tree looks amazing. Those fruits are stunning. I never saw anything so gorgeous. Maybe the flowers on your dining room table. But besides that, I never saw anything so gorgeous. It's so luscious. It's juicy. I'm going to eat from it. She eats from it. She gives it to her husband. He also eats from it. Oy vey. All of a sudden, they eat from the fruit that they're not supposed to eat from. Their eyes are open and shh, and they know they're naked. It means naked from mitzvos. Then you have a very peculiar statement. I remember Hashem is the Malame Torah L'Ami, so I'm not a teacher. The Ribbono Shel Olam is our teacher. Says the Rav, he was our teacher at Sinai. He remains our teacher through the generation. Say the Chazal in Sota 14a and Shabbos 133b. You have to emulate God. What does it mean to emulate God? The Halachta B'drachav, walk in His ways. So God said, now I have to teach them to keep going, not to do it again. The Nachash was the, are you excited? Don't tell them. The Nachash was the Yetzer Hara. It's not Geshmak. It's mind-blowing. I'm going to tell you all. The Nachash is the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara moves in, and the Yetzer Hara says, okay, you ate one. Some say it was a fig. Some say it was an etrog. Some say it was wheat. Do it again. Give it up. You're pathetic. You're weak. You're never going to be a mahalich. So Hashem says, I have one chance to teach them. Don't listen to the Nachash. Keep walking forward and upward. Even if you mess up, even if your tefillah wasn't so good today, you should daven tomorrow, or maybe by mincha. Even if you didn't daven today at all, you should get up and you should daven tomorrow. Even if you texted and you insulted somebody, don't give up and don't throw in the towel and don't say, now I'm going to take a seat and be an omei. Keep going. And we learn everything from Hashem. I could give you so many examples, but we're very limited for time. Because there's a very peculiar pasuk. After they eat from the Eitz Hadas, they hide. No, not yet. They realize they're naked. They make fig leaves to cover themselves. Vayishmu'u. Are you listening? Yes?
Yes.
Vayishmu'u. Eskol. Hashem. Elohim. Mit haleich began. Leruach hayom. Whoa. They hear the voice of God walking in the garden. Why is Hashem walking in the garden? Why isn't he just come to Adam and say, Hamina eats asher sevisicha levilti achami menu achalka? Why doesn't he just say to Adam, hey, did you eat from the fruit that I told you not to eat from by chance? Why is God taking a walk? Why do I need to know that God is taking a walk? The Torah only puts in things that I need to know for my avodas Hashem. Who cares if the Ribbono Shel Olam is taking a walk in the garden? There are different ways to understand this. I will tell you. If Shimshon Pinchas brings down, he's presenting himself for them to do teshuva. Each one of these is its own shir. The Rav quotes a very fascinating idea that Hashem is leaving. It's too complicated to say al raga achas. Hashem created the world. He was going to dwell with man. Ikar shechina b'tachtonim. But after sin, Hashem is leaving. Ikar shechina b'elyonim. That's on less than raga achas. But that's not for tonight's shiur. But I'm proposing something else. Why is Hashem walking? Because he is the Malami Torah. We have a mitzvah, the halachta bidrachav. And everything I do is emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mahu af atah. And God said, okay, you sin, but I'm the master teacher. I'm going to teach you what you need to do so you don't fall off the bandwagon. Vayishmu et kol Hashem Elokim mithalech began leruach hayom. Kol ozman sheher ner dolek afshar letekin. You messed up. You sinned. You regressed. You have two choices, to stand and give up or to keep going. The Ribbono Shel Olam was demonstrating to Adam and Isha the proper response post-sin. A man must always be a mitaleich began. Keep walking. Don't stand still. Make choices to put one foot in front of the other every single day, even if you had a hard day, even if you messed up that day, even if you chas v'shalom got bad news that day, even if you weren't successful that day, even if you're in a bad mood that day, even if you ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'ra, keep walking. That's life. Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim mithalech began. The Ruach Hayom. Keep walking. I'll tell you something really interesting. Someone suggested to me after I shared this thought, B'Shem Amar Rachi Fried, she shared something with me very cool. What do we call Jewish law?
Halacha.
Did you ever have this Ha'ara? I never in my life had this Ha'ara. Rachi Fried said, that's why, what do we call Jewish law? It's unbelievable. Who even thought of the show, Shavalacha? I'm sure Gadolim, not me. I never thought of why we call halacha halacha. But here we have a geshmak reason of why we call halacha halacha. Because the Jewish law teaches you to keep walking. There are halachas of a velus. There are halachas of a yurtzeit. There are halachas of simchas. There's halachas of yom tov. There's halachas of Shabbos. There's halachas of kashrus. There's hilchos nida. There's halachas and halachas and halachas of bisakise. You name it, there are halachas. Keep walking. That's the mark and the sign of a doer, of a human being, of an Eved Hashem. Only at the end of your life are you able to say, Lo Uchal Or. When it's Lo Uchal Or, you know your time is up. But until then, emulate God, who is Mithalech Began L'Ruach Hayom. As long as you have Yom, as long as you have hours left, the Ruach is the spirit of man. Keep going. Halacha, said Rachi Fried. The Jewish law teaches you to walk. I ask you how amazing is Torah. I ask you how incredible is the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like a puzzle. And we think we see the picture, but there are so many details we're missing until they're pointed out, until Hashem grants us the gift of Pokeach Ivrim. And then it's like the most unbelievable masterpiece you ever saw. And you can't believe how unbelievable Torah is. How many secrets and hidden pictures are embedded into that frame. You thought you saw the whole thing. Then you see all these details. And they come together in one great symphony. And it's our life. I'm going to take it to this week's parsha. It gets better. This week's parsha is Vayechi. Ironically, we're talking about life. This week's parsha is Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Asrei Shana. He becomes old, he can't see, he calls his sons. 17 years. He lived in Egypt. Great reunion with Yosef. And his time has come to die. And he blesses his progeny. In Perak Mem Tes, we have Birkos Yaakov, eat Shevet, gets their special bracha. Before that, he blesses Yosef. The famous Hamalach HaGoel is in this week's parsha. Perak Mem Ches, Pasuk Tesvav. So, as the thoughts were coming to me, It really just kept getting better and better. And it's unbelievable. There's a reason why we celebrate Torah. So Israel's eyes become heavy from seeing, he can't see. Yosef comes, he brings Ephraim and Menashe, the switching of the hands. Rabbi Kiva Willig offered a beautiful word on that last year, but I don't have time to tell it to you right now. Should I tell it to you? I don't have time. But I said that. Let me see something. Vayivarches Yosef. Jacob's at the end of his life. He's about to be an immobile person. The gift of being able to walk, to advance, to do, to grow, is going to be taken away from him. Momentarily. Vayivarech es Yosef vayomar. Yaakov bequeaths the Mesorah of Knesset Yisrael to Yosef. And he says, Ha'elokim, listen carefully, asher hishalchu avosai lefanov. Avram v'Yitzchak. Ha'elokim ha'roe osi me'odi ad ha'yom hazeh. Ha'malach ha'gol osi mekor. What does he say to Yosef? What legacy do I bequeath to you, Yosef, my son? I'm about to die, but I want to tell you the secret of what it means to be an Ever Hashem. My forefathers always walked before God. And that's the greatest treasure, secret, mesorah, and gift that I can give you. Be a walker. I'm going to repeat it. Vayivarech es Yosef. What does he say to Yosef? What should he do with my riches? What should he do with my crowns? What should he do with my home? What should he do with my possessions? I'm going to tell you the secret of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. God appeared to Avram, and the first thing he said to him was, Lech Lecha. God came to Adam and Isha, and he realized, I need to be mechazik them. So what am I going to do? Take a walk in the garden. Mahu, just like God walks. Af ata, don't give up. Vayivarches Yosef vayomar. Ha'alokim, asher hithalchu avosai lefanov. Avram v'Yitzchak. You know what the godless of Avram and Yitzchak were? They were always walking before God. One Nisayon after another. Yitzchak is a very enigmatic figure, but he was almost shechted. And then his wife goes through infertility. And then his sons trick him. And before that, the digging of the wells and the quarrel with the shepherds. And the Avos do not have what we would call the easiest lives. They don't have lives where they sit back and kick up their feet and it's just easy going. There are daily struggles. So what's the secret, says Yaakov? You know what my last will and testament, my spiritual tzava to you is? Ha'elokim asher hishalchu avosai lefanav. Avram v'Yitzchak. The secret to being a Jew, to being a successful Eved Hashem, to overcoming your Yetzer Hara, to walking when the loved one cannot walk anymore, so you walk for them. That's the biggest bracha. Vayivarech es Yosef. I can't make this up. You can all go look at the psukim. It's unbelievable. Ha'elokim asher hishalchu avosei lefanav Avram v'Yitzchak. Ha'elokim ha'roa osi me'odi ad ha'yam hazeh. A shepherd leads the sheep, but the sheep have to walk to be led. Ha'malach ha'goel osi mikora. And that's the legacy that the Avos leave us. It's a legacy we see woven through Maisa Bereishis and Sefer Bereishis called Masha Yira Avos Simon Nebanim. I had a Yurtzai candle because it represents the neshama. And on the Yurtzai, the neshama comes back. I heard Rabbi Penner say this. It wasn't in 2016. It was more recently. And he was talking about the stages of mourning and the stages of the neshama. He said during the Shiva, the neshama is right there. During the Shloshim, it's a little bit closer to Olam Haba, but it's still here. During the year of Avelus, it hovers. And after the year, it ascends. When does it come back? On the Yurtzai. And it wants to see what's going on down there. with the people and the legacy that I left behind. Because that neshama, that guf, now lays under a matseva. They cannot walk or do or grow or choose or learn anymore. But we have an obligation to put the rocks on the matseva. We continue to build the legacy you began. How? By choosing to take a walk in the garden, even on the days when you mess up, even on the days when it's hard. And that end of the var, it's so geschmack. It's Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh, Eidus Hashem Ne'emana Machkimas Pesi. It's unbelievable. Torah is mamish unbelievable. There is no better schus. Somebody asked Rav Goldvich about sponsoring a shir of mine. What should they do for Aliyah Neshama? Rav Goldvich told the family, there's no better schus for Aliyah Neshama than sponsoring Torah. And it's just, it's mamish life-changing. Did you ever consider why halacha is called halacha? Because the Jew has to be a walker his whole life. It's life-changing. But end of the war by Valley Malach Biedemid. I conclude our year of learning. The pasuk says in Shir Hashir in Perek Zayin and pasuk Beis. Interesting pasuk. Ma'yafo pa'amayich b'na'alayim bat nadiv. Ma'yafo pa'amayich b'na'alayim bat nadiv. How goodly are, how beautiful are your shoes in your feet, the daughter of a princess. Daughter of a prince. How good are your shoes in your feet? I'm saying this wrong. Nobody corrected me. How good are your feet in your shoes? It wasn't a trick. That was not a trick. I was just saying around. How good are your feet in your shoes, the daughter of a prince? So the Gemara says, what is this pasuk talking about? The Gemara says it's talking about when they went to be Olo L'Regal. When the Jews went to be Olo L'Regal, three festivals a year, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, they had to leave their homes. Maybe they lived in the Golan, maybe they lived in Be'er Sheva, maybe they lived in Hebron, maybe they lived by Tel Aviv, by Chof Yam. They left, they had to go up to be Olo L'Regal, to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, to celebrate the festivals. So the Gemara says, how goodly are, how beautiful are your, I want to say, right, feet in your shoes, the daughter of a prince, refers to this pasuk in Shir Hashirim. So if Elimelech Biederman says, let me ask you a question. How beautiful are your feet in your shoes? When they came to the Beis HaMikdash, they took off their shoes. And then the Shekhinah was revealed to them. It was clear, God was there. Everybody saw the Shekhinah. There were great miracles. They were omdim tzufufim u'mishtachavim revachim, say Chazal in Pirkei Avos. They were very squashed when they stood, but when it came time to bow down, there was room for everybody. They saw great nisim. There's Hashem. Zekei livan ve'u. It was clear that there was God. But on the walk to the Beis HaMikdash, it was hard. The Yetzer Hara was accompanying them on the walk. Are you sure you really want to leave your house for 2 weeks? You know, wild animals might eat all your remaining crops. And thieves might come in and steal your possessions. Are you really sure you want to leave your house? No, I'm going to go. I'm going to keep going. So they keep walking. And 5 minutes later, as is the way of the HR, he's back. You really want to leave? What about your banking you have to take care of? And what about the bills that you have to pay? And what about the plant on the counter that needs to be watered? And the fruit might rot. You really want to leave? I'm going to keep going. And the whole time they're journeying to the Beis HaMikdash, they're battling the Yetzirah who tells them to stop, but they keep walking. And then you get to the Beis HaMikdash, and God's Shekhinah is revealed, and you have no questions anymore. You know you made the right choice, because it's so clear, there's the Shekhinah. What's so beautiful to Hashem? When you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, standing, omdim, and you don't have any questions, or when you're walking on your struggle, but you persevere, and you keep walking with one foot in front of the other, Ma'yafo pa'amayich b'na'alayim bas nadiv. The walk, as confusing as it may be, the walk of life, the path you choose, the choices you make, even when it's a struggle, that's so precious to Hashem. When you get to the Beis HaMikdash and you take off your shoes and everything's clear, Hashem says you made it. But when you're walking and struggling, but you keep going, you're metaleich b'gan l'ruach hayom, how precious to the Ribon Sha'olam, how beautiful are your feet in your shoes. You're the daughter of a prince. I hope that we have done some justice in our learning to the special neshama of your mother. I truly have been very inspired We all have a chiyuv and an obligation to put one more rock on top of the metzeva, to keep building for the legacy that was left behind. And in our personal lives, I hope that we all take something very concrete. Even after sin, Ayushmuas Kol Hashem Elokim, the Malame Torah comes along and he says, Mitaleich Began, keep going. What's Yaakov's bracha to Yosef? My fathers walked with God. And that's the best bracha I can tell you. Your mother's neshama, Clara Bat Moshe, Allah HaShalom, should have a continuous aliyah on the merit of our Torah. Ezra Hashem, thank you very much, everybody.